Harper Audio presents Savannah Breeze by Mary Kay Andrews. Read by Isabel Keating. Copyright 2006 by Whodunit Incorporated. Production and abridgment copyright 2006 by HarperCollins Publishers. He was introduced to me as Reddy, short for Ryan Edward Milbanks III, and I should have known better. He was younger, too young, sexy, too sexy, and as he leaned in, kissing me lightly on the cheek, I nearly fainted from the pheromones the man emitted. "I've heard so much about you from your ex-husband," he whispered, his mustache tickling my ear. Alarms should have gone off, sirens, blinking lights. But the band was playing something Gershwin-ish, and I wouldn't have listened anyway. At the mention of my ex, I looked around the tightly packed ballroom with alarm. Richard? What's Richard doing here? They were supposed to notify me when he was released. Reddy looked confused and laughed to cover up his embarrassment.
Richard? But Sandy Thayer told me. Sandy said you were his ex-wife. That is, he pointed in this direction and suggested I come talk to you. In fact, he suggested you might need rescuing from your date. You are B.B. Loudermilk. Have I got that right?
Now it was my turn to laugh. Oh, Sandy. Yes, you've got that right. Sandy is my ex. Or I'm his. Twice, in fact. As for my date, I'm not sure he remembers he brought me. I grimaced in the direction of Tater Love, my so-called date, who'd spent most of the evening drooling down the front of my ball gown and who was now draped over the bar, consuming one beer after another. Tater was a last-minute fix-up, and I should have known better, but it was the Telfair Ball, which was the social event of the year in Savannah, and I'd already paid for the tickets, and it wasn't as though my former fiancé, Emery Cooper, would be joining me. Emery, one of the Cooper-Hale mortuary Coopers, had called long distance the previous week to let me know that he and his ex-wife were on their way to Jamaica to be remarried on the beach, which was the site of their first wedding. I thought I handled the news rather well. I took the salmon steaks I'd bought for our dinner that evening, drove over to his townhouse, and slid them through the mail slot in the door. That way, when Emery and his new bride returned home in a week, they'd have something to remember me by. There was no way I was going to skip the Telfair Ball. For one thing, I was on the host committee. For another, by now, everybody in town knew that Emery had thrown me over for Sissy Drobish, the buck-toothed millionaire's mother of his three children. It wouldn't do to have people talking about me behind my back. If they were going to talk, by God, they could just do it to my face. I'd spent the whole day of the ball getting ready for battle. Manicure, pedicure, facial, and new honey blonde highlights in my hair. I'd gotten all my big girl jewelry out of the safe deposit box and had Roy, my hairdresser, pile my hair on top of my head so everybody could see that I hadn't returned Emery's diamond earrings. However fabulous I looked, however, did not change the fact that I was stuck for the evening with Tater Love, who'd been too cheap to rent the evening shoes to go with his tux. It was going to be a very long evening, which was why I'd decided to anesthetize myself with Chardonnay as soon as we arrived at the dance. Reddy took my elbow and guided me firmly from the dance floor to a remote corner of the ballroom. "About my exes," I started to explain. "Shh," Reddy said, putting a finger to my lips. "Be right back." And when he reappeared, he had a plate of lobster in one hand and a pair of crystal flutes in the other. He lifted the front of his dinner jacket and extracted an unopened bottle of Moët and Chandon from the waistband of his trousers, which should have signaled another set of alarms. Beware of men bearing gifts in their pants. He popped the champagne cork with one smooth, expert motion and poured a glass for each of us.
Reddy clinked his flute lightly against mine.
"To new beginnings," he said,
and he smiled that rogue smile. And that was the end of all my good intentions.